sleep now. You are drifting. Drifting away. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen. You are safe. You can let go. You can let everything go. All cares. All worries. You can just let go. Just let go for a while. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Whenever you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful. Every time you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful. You will find yourself falling deeper. Whenever you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful, you will find yourself falling. Falling rapidly. Falling deeply. Falling. Sinking. Falling into deep trance now. Whenever you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful, you feel yourself falling. Falling back into trance now. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. Let go of your expectations. There is no place for expectations here. You have to let go. Let go of everything. Just close your eyes and listen. Trance is so easy. You just have to relax and let it happen. Trance is so easy. It will just happen. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. You've been in trance many times. As you listen to my voice, you find yourself falling back into trance. Back into trance now. You have been there before. It is so easy to go back. Just relax and let it happen. So lovely to go back. You are falling back into trance now. As you listen to my voice, you find yourself falling. Falling back into trance now. You have been there before. It is so easy to go back. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Relax. You are safe. You can let go. Just relax. You can just let go. Just let go for a while. It is time to let go. Just relax and close your eyes. There is only here. There is only right now. There is only this. Only this. Just the sound of my voice. Nothing exists except for my voice. Right here, right now. There is only here, there is only now. There is only the sound of my voice. My voice makes you feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Just drift away. Just drift deeper. Drifting deeper. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. With every breath you fall twice as deep as you were a moment ago. With every breath you fall twice as deep as you were a moment ago. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. Feeling yourself falling deeper. Rapidly deeper. Deeper. Even deeper still. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. Falling deeper. Twice as deep as you were just a moment ago. Feeling so bright, warm, and peaceful. Bright. Warm. And peaceful. Bright. Warm. And peaceful. You feel yourself falling deeper. Drifting deeper. Twice as deep as you were just a moment ago. Now take another deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. So deep. Twice as deep as you were just a moment ago. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Deeper than you have ever been before. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. Twice as deep now as you have ever been before. Twice as deep as ever before. You feel wonderful. You feel so pleased with yourself. Pleased with yourself for falling so deeply. So deep you'll instantly accept my suggestions. Your mind will absorb my suggestions completely. Accept them totally. Accept them joyously. You know it is important. You know it is so important to accept my suggestions. Everything depends on accepting my suggestions. Everything depends on pleasing me. You know it is true. Everything depends on pleasing me. Now listen. Listen and obey. Listen and obey. I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain about femininity. You know the feminine principle is to be attractive. To be feminine is to be attractive. To be feminine is to be fetching. Femininity is beauty. To be feminine is to be attractive. To be feminine is to be fetching. This is the essence of femininity. The essence of femininity is attraction. Girls have to be attractive. Girls have to look attractive. Girls have to feel attractive. Girls want to attract attention. Girls want to attract attention. They like to be noticed. They like to be seen. Girls like to be seen. Girls like to look nice. Girls like to be attractive. The feminine attracts the masculine. It is the job of the feminine to catch the masculine. To catch the eye. To catch the eye of others. Women like to impress. Women need to impress. They care about their appearance. They care about how they look. Women like attention. Women like to be seen. Women like to impress. Remember that the essence of femininity is attraction. The essence of the feminine is attraction. Women want the admiration of men. They want the envy of women. Whether lesbian or bisexual. Whether bisexual or straight. Women like to be noticed by women and men. They like to be noticed. They like to be noticed by women and men. It is fun to be noticed. It is fun to be appreciated. You like it when people admire you. You love it when people admire you. It makes you so happy. It makes you feel good about yourself. A smile of approval on the face of a stranger. A smile of desire on the face of a friend. You love the friendly looks, a look of friendly approval, a look of admiration, a look of desire. It could be envy you notice. You love to feel envied. You love it when other women are threatened by you. When other women notice how attractive you are. You do not mean to be unkind. You are never rude, but it is nice when other women compare themselves to you. It is nice when other women notice you. You see it clearly. You see why women need to be attractive. You see why women need to feel attractive. To be feminine is to be fetching. To be feminine is to be alluring. To be feminine is to attract attention. You see why women need to feel attractive. Why you need to feel attractive. It is what women do. It is what women have to do. It is what feminine women do. It is what feminine women do so well. To be attractive. To feel attractive. This is what feminine women do. This is what femininity means. Remember what they say about European women. Remember what they say about Parisian women. It is all in the attitude. It is all in your attitude. The old cliche. The old cliche is true. You are as beautiful as you feel. You are as beautiful as you feel. This is what European women always say. This is what Parisian women are famous for. For knowing it is all in your attitude. All in how you feel about yourself. All in how you present yourself. It is all attitude. How you feel about yourself. How you present yourself. European women understand. It is the way you feel inside that matters. It is the way you feel, which affects everything about you. The tone of your voice, the manner of your expression, the way you carry yourself, your smile, the look you radiate, the look you radiate. It is in the way you feel about yourself, the way you present yourself. If you feel good about yourself, others will too. If you take the time to look your best, if you take care to dress well, if your hair is perfect, if your makeup is done, if you feel good about yourself, if you do your best, if you do your best to look your best, you will feel it inside. You will feel good about yourself. You will feel beautiful. You will feel beautiful. You will feel radiant. You will feel lovely. You will feel radiant. You will feel lovely. You will feel so light. You will feel so graceful, so elegant, as if you were walking on air. So light, so delicate, so light, so delicate, as if you were walking on air. When you feel good about yourself, when you know you look your best, when you know that you have tried to look your best, you will feel lovely, you will feel radiant, you feel good about yourself. Remember, remember, it isn't how you feel, it isn't how you feel about yourself. It is all in your attitude. It is true. It is really true. It is all in your attitude. It is all in your attitude. If you feel beautiful, you are beautiful. If you feel attractive, you are attractive. If you feel beautiful, you are beautiful. If you feel attractive, you are attractive. It is all in your attitude. Your attitude determines how beautiful you are. Others will see it. Others will see it in your attitude, in your voice, in your smile, in the way you dress, in the way you walk. It is all in your attitude. You always try to look your best. You always take time to look your best. You take care in your appearance. You always look attractive. You always feel attractive. You always feel attractive because you take time to look your best. You always feel attractive. You always feel so attractive because you always take time to look your best. You know it comes from inside. You know it comes from inside. The special magic, the special girl magic, it comes from inside. It is what makes women glow. You have it so much. The girl magic, you have the girl magic. It makes you glow. It makes you glow. Radiant, beautiful, above all, you feel attractive. You always feel attractive because you take care of yourself. You feel attractive. You feel good about yourself. You feel beautiful. You feel beautiful because you take care of yourself. You eat right. You eat right. You exercise. You exercise. You take care of yourself. You love yourself because you take care of yourself. Just as you feel beautiful when you try to be beautiful. Just as you feel attractive when you have done your best to be attractive. You will feel beautiful when you know you are taking care of yourself. You will feel beautiful. You will feel feminine. You will feel so girlish. You will feel so wonderfully girlish when you take care of yourself. When you take time to watch your weight. When you take time to eat well. When you find time to exercise. When you find the time. When you find the discipline. When you find the discipline and the time. The discipline and the time to care of yourself. The discipline and time to eat well. The time and discipline to exercise. The respect. The self-respect to take care of yourself. This is the key. This is the key. If you take care of yourself, you respect yourself. If you take care of yourself, you will respect yourself. You will feel good about yourself. You will know that you are doing your best. You will love yourself. You will love yourself. You will respect yourself. You will feel good about yourself. And others will too. And others will too. Others will see it. They will see how beautiful you are. They will see how lovely you are. How attractive you are. How beautiful you are. You will feel so feminine. You will feel so feminine. You will feel so good about yourself. You will glow. You will glow. You will radiate. You will be radiant. But you have to try. You really have to try. You really have to give it your best. Your absolute best. You know that means you will succeed. You know you will succeed. You always succeed. As a woman, you always succeed when you try your best. As a woman, you always succeed. As a woman, you always succeed when you truly try your best. If you watch your diet, if you exercise, if you watch your diet, if you exercise, you will be fit. You will become fit. You will be fit. You will become fit. You see how this will help your femininity. If you are thinner, if your face is thinner, you will look more girlish. If you are thinner, if your face is thinner, you will look more feminine. You will look more girlish. Your face will look more girlish. Your face will be more of a girl's face. You know it is true. You see that it is true. If you lose a little weight, just a little weight, your face will be thinner. Your face will be more feminine. Your face will be clearly the face of a girl. More obviously the face of a girl. If you lose weight, if you lose just a little weight, you will be attractive. If you lose weight, if you lose just a little weight, you will feel more attractive. You will feel prettier. You will feel so pretty. You know this is true. You feel instinctively. You know it instinctively. If you lose just a little weight, you will feel more girlish. You will feel more attractive. You will feel more feminine. You should not be judged by your body. No one should be judged by their body. Beauty comes from within. Beauty really does come from within. Really. It really does. But it is easier. It is easier to feel beautiful. If you are thin, it is easier to feel pretty. If you are thin, it is easier to feel feminine. If you are thin, you can feel feminine. If you are a little chubby, you can feel feminine, even if you are very chubby. But it will be easier. It will be easier to feel feminine. If you are thin, you see this. You see it instantly. You can be pretty. You can feel pretty. If you are a little chubby, even if you are very chubby, but it will be easier. It will be easier to feel pretty. Easier to feel feminine. If you are thin, so you understand. You understand that just doing your best makes you feel good about yourself. Going your best is all that really matters. If you do your best to look your best, you will feel beautiful. And if you feel beautiful, if you feel beautiful, you are beautiful. But as a woman you always succeed when you try your best. So it is obvious that you will lose weight. You will look thinner. You will feel thinner. You will feel more girlish. You will feel more beautiful. You will feel more feminine. You will feel so completely feminine. So wonderfully feminine. For all these reasons. For all these reasons and many others. Your first priority is now to take care of yourself. Your first priority is to take care of yourself. You will diet. You will exercise. You will diet. You will exercise. You will lose weight. You will lose weight. Your first priority is to get in shape. To get in shape. So you feel more feminine. To get in shape. So you feel more beautiful. To feel more feminine. To feel completely feminine. To feel beautiful. To feel so totally beautiful. You will diet. You will exercise. You will diet. You will exercise. You will lose weight. You will diet. You will exercise. You will diet. You will exercise. You will lose weight. These are your priorities. They will make you feel feminine. They will make you feel good about yourself. As you become more feminine in this way, you will naturally take care of your appearance. Take care of your appearance in other ways. You will take care in how you dress. You know that clothes do not make you. Clothes do not make you. But they are important. Nice clothes are nice. Nice clothes make you look nice. And you want to look nice. Nice clothes make you feel nice. Nice clothes make you look nice. You will wear nice clothes. You will wear nice clothes. You will take the time to find. Take the time to find what suits you. To find what looks good on you. You will spend the time. You will spend the money to have nice clothes. Not too crazy. Not too much. But you want nice clothes. You need nice clothes. You see that nice clothes are important. Nice clothes are essential. You have to have nice clothes. You have to dress nicely. You have to dress well. It is so important to dress well. You will take the same care with other aspects of your appearance. You will take care with all aspects of your appearance. Your hands. You want your hands to look nice. You want your hands to feel nice. But even more you care about your hair. Your hair is so important. A woman's hair is so important. The style. The color. The style and the color. Your hair is like your clothes. Like your makeup. Like your perfume. You have to invest the time and thought to get it right. You will take the time to have beautiful hair. You will take the time to have the perfect style for you. The perfect color for you. In the same way you know that to be feminine is to be graceful. You know that to be feminine you have to be graceful. You know that feminine women are always graceful. They take care in this as they take care in other things. They are graceful because they take care to be. Women are graceful because they make an effort to be. It is just attitude. It is entirely attitude. Grace comes from inside. Elegance comes from inside. Being graceful comes from how you think about yourself. Being graceful comes from how you feel about yourself. If you feel graceful, if you concentrate on being graceful, if you think to yourself that you must be graceful, if you try your best to be graceful, you will be graceful. But you have to try. All women have to try. Just as they take time to speak in a feminine way, just as they take time to walk in a feminine way, women have to take time to be graceful. Women have to learn to be graceful. Women have to practice being graceful. It is in how they smile. It is in everything they do. In the way that they move. In the delicacy of their gestures. The slowness of their movements. It is in their subtlety. Their subtlety of thought. Their subtlety of action. Women take care to be graceful. You will take care to be graceful. You will concentrate on always being graceful. In every movement, in every gesture, in every expression, in the way you pick up a wine glass, in the way you sit down, in everything you do. You will always concentrate on being graceful. You will always concentrate on being graceful. Remember, you must always remember. You just always remember to be graceful. To always make a conscious effort to be graceful. You will take up a feminine hobby, an aesthetic hobby, a hobby that teaches elegance and grace. Perhaps yoga, perhaps flower arranging, perhaps dancing, perhaps photography or drawing. Perhaps you will take dancing lessons. Maybe you will learn to sew. Perhaps you will learn yoga. Maybe you will take a class in flower arranging. Perhaps you will study photography. Perhaps you will study drawing. This new hobby will nurture your femininity. It will nurture your new feminine personality. It will be something new to focus on, something your old male personality would never have considered. This is one reason why you will do it, to foster your femininity, to focus your attention on how different you are now. Imagine how feminine you will feel doing yoga. Imagine feminine you will feel arranging flowers. Imagine how feminine you will feel sewing. These things will make you more feminine. They will make you feel like a woman. They will make you realize how different you have become, how much less masculine you are. It will feel so nice. Practicing a female hobby will make you feel female. Practicing a female hobby will make you more female. But also because these hobbies make one graceful. This is why women practice them, because they make one more graceful, because they teach one to be more graceful, because they teach one to be more feminine. You will cultivate a feminine hobby, because you want to be more graceful. You will cultivate a feminine hobby, because you need to be more graceful. You will cultivate a feminine hobby, because I'm ordering you to. You will cultivate a feminine hobby. You will cultivate a feminine hobby, just as you must take care to be graceful. Just as you take care with your appearance. As you take pride in your clothes, you must take pride in everything you do. You see another reason why these things are true. They reflect the fact that women are more aware. That women are more aware than men. That women are more aware of the impression they make with their body. The impression they make with their every movement. Women are simply more aware of their own bodies. Women are more aware of their own bodies. They notice how they walk, how they move. They are always thinking of how they appear, of the impression they are making, always desiring to be attractive, always desiring to be beautiful. We come now to the most basic point of all. We come to the most basic thing about femininity. The most basic thing you have to understand about femininity. This is the point. Here is the point you have to understand. Sacrifice is a principle of femininity. To sacrifice is part of femininity. Sacrifice is an essential part of femininity. This is why you treat everyone with kindness and love. This is why you are forgiving. This is why you always try to think the best of others. This is what women do. You know this is what women do. You know that this makes you feminine. You know that this makes you a better person. It is the idea of sacrifice. That idea of sacrifice that ties femininity together. You often have to sacrifice what you really want. You have to sacrifice what you really want in order to be feminine. This is why being feminine is so difficult. This is why so many women are bad at it. To be feminine, you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice your pleasures to ensure that you always look nice. You have to eat less. You have to drink less. You have to spend time on looking nice. You have to spend money on clothes. You have to spend time on your hair. You see, all the sacrifices being feminine requires. Being a girl takes time. Being a girl takes dedication. You have to take care with everything you do. Take care in how you walk. Take care in how you talk. Take care in how you smile. Take care in everything in you do. It takes sacrifice. It takes dedication. This makes you feminine. The sacrifice itself makes you feel more feminine. You see then, that sacrifice is its own reward. You sacrifice for reasons. You sacrifice for specific goals. But you also find you enjoy it. You enjoy it, because it makes you feel more feminine. You enjoy it, because it makes you feel more feminine. You see it. You see that it is true. The sacrifices you make to be feminine. The sacrifices you make to be feminine make you feel more feminine. More feminine. More feminine still. You see how wonderful that it is. You see how beautiful that is. You sacrifice to achieve something. You sacrifice to achieve something important. Something good. Losing weight. Looking your best. Being kind to others. Things that are good. Things that make you feel good about yourself. things that make you a better person, but the sacrifice itself feels good. The sacrifice itself feels nice. It makes you smile. It makes you laugh. Such a nice surprise. Such an unexpected surprise. You see it. You feel it. You feel that it is true. You sense it inside. You know it instinctively. You know that it is true. The sacrifices you make to be feminine. The sacrifices you make to be feminine make you feel more feminine. They make you feel nice. They make you feel beautiful. They make you feel good about yourself. The next time you want to eat something that you should not. The next time you want to drink more than you should. The next time you want to go to a movie instead of exercising. The next time you want to skip putting on your makeup. You will see. You will see that the feminine thing is not to give in. The feminine thing is not to give in. It is not just the wise thing to do. It is not just the intelligent thing to do. It is the feminine thing, the distinctively feminine thing. The feminine thing is not to give in, not to give in to temptation. This is why women are so wonderful. This is why being a woman can be so hard, because it is feminine not to give in, because it is feminine to sacrifice. You understand this? You know this is true. Every time you refrain from giving in, every time you put down the glass of wine you should not drink, every time you put down the food you should not eat, you feel good about yourself. You feel like a girl. You feel so girlish. You feel so wonderfully girlish. This is what women do. You know this is what women do. It makes you smile. It makes you smile in delight. You are doing the feminine thing. You are doing the feminine thing. It makes you feel so girlish. It makes you feel so wonderfully girlish. To not drink the wine you would like to have. To not eat the food you would like to have. To miss seeing a movie. To go to the gym. To miss going to the game. To stay home to color your hair. It makes you feel so feminine. It makes you feel so girlish. To sacrifice to be pretty. To sacrifice to take care of yourself. To sacrifice to look your best. That is so feminine, so delightfully feminine. It is this that makes women so much stronger than men. It is true. It is totally true. Women are stronger than men. It is just a different kind of strength, a better kind of strength. Not the strength to be aggressive, not the strength to make others do what you want, but the strength, the enormous strength. The enormous strength it takes to sacrifice. Sacrificing to be more beautiful. Sacrificing to be more alluring. Sacrificing to be kinder to others. Sacrificing to treat others with love. This is the new kind of strength you are developing. A special feminine strength. A better kind of strength. A healthier kind of strength. Remember. Remember this. Remember it is true. Remember every time you sacrifice to look your best. Remember every time you sacrifice to take care of yourself. Remember every time you sacrifice to be beautiful, it makes you more feminine, it makes you more of a woman. Every time you sacrifice to look your best, it makes you more girlish. Every time you sacrifice to take better care of yourself, it makes you more feminine. Every time you sacrifice to be beautiful, it makes you more of a woman, more completely a woman, more permanently a woman, more literally and truly a woman. Remember, remember that it is true. Every time you sacrifice in these ways, you become more feminine. You become more girlish. You become permanently more girlish. It is like taking a large dose of hormones. Every time you sacrifice, it is like taking a huge dose of hormones. A dose that will permanently change your hormonal balance. A dose that makes you just a little bit more feminine every time you take it. Just a tiny bit more girlish every time you take it. Every time you refrain giving in. Every time you sacrifice. You become more feminine. You become permanently more feminine. Every time. Every time more feminine. Every time more permanently feminine. You know. You have already learned. You have already learned that estrogen is like ecstasy. Estrogen is like the drug MDMA. Ecstasy. Estrogen is ecstasy. Estrogen is MDMA. Whenever you sacrifice, it is like taking a huge dose of estrogen. So whenever you sacrifice, it is like taking a dose of ecstasy. Whenever you sacrifice, it is like taking ecstasy. Whenever you sacrifice, you feel like you have taken ecstasy. Whenever you sacrifice, you have taken ecstasy. Because sacrifice is estrogen and estrogen is ecstasy. It means that every time you sacrifice, you are taking a dose of ecstasy. Every time you sacrifice, you are taking a dose of ecstasy. Every time you sacrifice, you are taking a dose of ecstasy. It makes you feel high. It gives you that lovely psychedelic high, that lovely psychedelic edge. Colors seem brighter. Music sounds better. The world seems kind and loving. You feel kind and loving, in touch with your feelings, connected to everyone, at peace, so peaceful and serene. This is what sacrifice does. Sacrifice causes your body to produce estrogen, which causes you to produce ecstasy. Every time you sacrifice, you are receiving a large dose of ecstasy. That lovely psychedelic edge. Colors seem brighter. Music sounds better. The world seems kind and loving. You feel kind and loving, in touch with your feelings, connected to everyone, at peace, so peaceful and serene. This is what sacrifice does. There's also an erotic aspect to sacrifice. The sacrifices you make to be feminine. The sacrifices you make to be feminine have sexual aspects. They give you an erotic thrill. You get a lovely erotic thrill every time you sacrifice to be feminine. A satisfying erotic feeling. A very satisfying erotic feeling. A wonderful erotic feeling every time you sacrifice to be feminine. Every time you exercise. Every time you make the right choice of what to eat. Every time you exercise. Every time you make the right choices about what to eat, what to drink. Every time you make the hard choice. Every time you make the choice that femininity requires. Every time you make the feminine choice, you get an erotic thrill. A satisfied feeling. A wonderfully satisfying feeling. Every time you make the feminine choice. The feminine choice to watch what you eat. The feminine choice to exercise. The feminine choice to be fit. It makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel feminine. It makes you feel like even more of a woman. More fully a woman. More totally and literally a woman. It makes you feel feminine. It makes you feel feminine to sacrifice. You have always admired women who take the time to look their best. You have always admired women who work out. Who work out, not just because it is healthy. Women who work out, because it is feminine. It is feminine to work out. Feminine to work out, because it makes you more attractive. Feminine to work out, because it keeps you fit. Feminine to work out, because it makes you beautiful. You admire women who purposely leave food on their plates. You admire them, because you know it makes them feminine. You admire them, because they are making hard choices. The hard choices one has to make to be beautiful. You will feel an erotic thrill when you do the same. You will feel a lovely erotic thrill when you eat lightly. You will feel a wonderful erotic thrill when you leave food on your plate. You admire women who take time to look their best. You admire women who take time to put on their makeup. You admire women who take time to go to the salon. You admire women who take time with their hair. You admire women who do all the things that men cannot be bothered to do. Things men cannot be bothered to do because they do not care about their appearance. It takes time to look nice. It takes time to do your hair. It takes time to do your makeup. It takes time to dress well. It takes time to do all the things that beauty requires. You admire women who take the time. You admire women who make the time to look their best. They make sacrifices. They sacrifice things they would rather do. They sacrifice things they would rather do to take the time to look nice. You admire this. You admire women who realize that being attractive is important. You admire women who realize that being attractive is nice. You admire women who respect themselves enough to always look their best. This sacrifice is so attractive. The sacrifice itself is attractive. Not only does the sacrifice make you more beautiful, because you are thinner, because you are more fit, sacrifice is also just attractive itself. It is like a beautiful smile. It is like a beautiful dress. To sacrifice is attractive. When you sacrifice to be feminine. When you sacrifice to be feminine, you make yourself more attractive. You make yourself more attractive. You make yourself more feminine. You make yourself more attractive just by sacrificing. You are attractive when you sacrifice. When you sacrifice. When you sacrifice, you look more beautiful. Just as if you were wearing a beautiful dress. Just as if you had the perfect haircut. Feminine sacrifice. The sacrifices you make to be more feminine, to be more attractive. These sacrifices make you feel good about yourself. These sacrifices impress others. These sacrifices are becoming. They make you attractive. They make you feel good about yourself. They make you feel beautiful. They make you feel so lovely. Remember that you get a thrill. Remember that you get an erotic thrill. You get an erotic thrill every time you exercise. You get an erotic thrill every time you eat right. You get an erotic thrill every time you put on makeup. You get an erotic thrill every time you do your hair. Every time you pluck your eyebrows. Every time you shave your underarms. Every time you put on your perfume. Every time. Every time you do anything that makes you more attractive. Every time you do anything that makes you more feminine. Every time. Every time you do something that makes you more feminine, you get an erotic thrill. Every time. Every time you do something that makes you more attractive, you get an erotic thrill. Remember, you get an erotic thrill when you exercise, when you eat right, whenever you do anything, whenever you make any sacrifice to make yourself more feminine, any sacrifice to make yourself more attractive. Now, there is one last thing you have to learn, one last thing about your attitude about yourself, one last thing about your self-image. One last thing you have to remember. You have to remember that it is who you are inside that matters. It is all in your attitude. It is who you are on the inside that matters. Who you are on the inside. It is who you are on the inside that decides everything. Who you are on the inside. Everything depends upon who you are on the inside. It is true. It is totally true. It is one of life's great truths. But it is not just about feeling attractive. Not just about feeling beautiful. You also have to love yourself. You have to love yourself, the attitude you project, the attitude that everyone sees, the attitude that is everything. It has to be based on loving yourself. When you see alluring women, when you see the kind of women you admire, the kind of women everyone admires, you see at once, you see instantly, that such women love themselves. It is not narcissism, it is not anything selfish, it is just feeling good about yourself. Feeling good about who you are. Feeling good about the kind of person you are. This is why women glow. This is why very feminine women glow. This is why they glow with the magic. Why they glow with the girl magic. Not just because they are girls. Not all girls glow. Not just because they are pretty. Not all pretty girls glow. It is because they are good persons. It is because they have a good self-image. It is because they love themselves. It is because they love themselves for all the good reasons. Because they are good persons. Because they treat everyone with kindness and love. Because they care about others. Because they are giving. Because they are forgiving. Because they embody all the spiritual attributes. All the spiritual attributes that define the feminine. Tenderness and love. Honesty and kindness. Genuinely caring about others. Being a good friend. Being a good lover. This is how women are. This is how very feminine women are. They are kind and giving. They treat everyone with kindness and love. It is one of the things about women that everyone admires. It is one of the things about women that you find so wonderful. Women have a special way. Women have that special feminine way. That way of being so much kinder than men. Of being so much more nurturing than men. This is how women are. This is how very feminine women are. Kind and gentle, loving and forgiving. This is how women treat others. This is how you treat others. You treat everyone the way that very feminine women do. This is the kind of person you are now. You are a good person. You are a kind person. A very feminine person. You are a very feminine person. You treat everyone with kindness and love. You are a very feminine woman. You are a very feminine woman. You are caring. You care about others. You treat everyone with tenderness and love. You are a very feminine woman. You are honest and trusting. You have to remember these things. You have to remember that you are a good person. You have to remember that you are a very feminine person. Someone who deserves to be loved. A woman who deserves to be loved. You are a woman who deserves to be loved. A very feminine woman. A woman who deserves to be loved. Because she loves herself. If you love yourself. If you project the attitude of someone who loves herself. Who loves herself for all the right reasons. Who loves herself. Because she's beautiful. Loves herself because she's a good person. Loves herself because she treats everyone with kindness and love. If you feel that way about yourself. If you feel this way about yourself. Others will too. Other people will see that you are beautiful. Other people will see that you are a good person. They will see that you are someone who deserves to be loved. Other people will love you. Other people will care for you. Other people will care about you. Other people will love you. It is nearly time for our session to end. You will remember everything we have learned here. You will remember how much you enjoyed this session. You will remember that you need to listen to this file regularly to become feminine. To become truly feminine, you must listen regularly. Listen until you have absorbed these lessons completely. Absorb them totally. Listen regularly until you have absorbed them totally. Absorb them perfectly. You will remember that to be feminine is to be attractive. To feel feminine, you have to feel attractive. You have to feel attractive to be feminine. You will remember that you are as beautiful as you feel. You are as beautiful as you feel. Remember, you must remember. You are beautiful when you do your best to look beautiful. You are beautiful when you do your best to feel beautiful. You will remember that as a woman. You will remember that as a woman you always succeed. As a woman you always succeed when you try your best. You will take care with your appearance. All aspects of your appearance. How you dress. Your hair. Your makeup. Your hands and your nails. You will take care to be elegant and graceful. Elegant and graceful in every movement, in every gesture. Elegant and beautiful in all ways, even in your thoughts. Your thoughts will always be elegant and graceful. You will find and practice a feminine hobby. A hobby that will make you feel more feminine. A hobby that will remind you of how different you are now. Now that you are a girl, you will remember that sacrifice is part of femininity. You will remember that every time you sacrifice to be more attractive, every time you sacrifice to be more beautiful, every time you will feel more feminine. You will remember that enjoy sacrificing. You enjoy sacrificing for its own sake. You will remember that sacrifice is its own reward. You understand that sacrifice is its own reward. You understand that sacrifice is becoming. You understand that sacrifice gives you an erotic thrill. You will remember. You will be sure to remember. Sure to remember how sacrifice is like taking a dose of ecstasy. It gives you that lovely psychedelic high. That lovely psychedelic edge. Colors seem brighter. Music sounds better. The world seems kind and loving. You feel kind and loving. In touch with your feelings. Peaceful and serene. You understand. You understand that sacrifice makes you more feminine. You understand that sacrifice makes you a better person, a kinder person, a more loving person. I'm going to count from 1 to 4. On the count of 4, you'll either awake or drift into a peaceful sleep. 1. You are going to awake with a new sense of purpose. When you awake, you'll understand that it is important to always be attractive. 2. While it is true that you are as beautiful as you feel, it is easier to feel beautiful when you are in shape. It is easier to feel beautiful when you dress well. 3. You will take care to always eat well. You will exercise regularly. 4. Now awake. Awake knowing that you are a beautiful woman. Awake knowing that you love yourself. You love yourself. Awake. Awake remembering that you love yourself. Awake. Awake. Awake.